魂，
他们的歌声，
鬼公文。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Charbox Crew, a podcast where we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat. And make sure you leave in the comments down below, what are you guys most excited for Christmas? Merry Christmas! Maria, what are you excited for?
For this Christmas? I'm very much excited, honestly, to go to New York. After Christmas is literally the New York trip, so I'm so excited for that. But for Christmas specifically, I love all the Christmas snacks.
That's one of our games, is rating different Christmas foods.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I am really excited. This is like the first time. Okay, well, I work on Christmas Eve on Forge, and that's when my dad does his side. But I'm going to go to my dad's the morning of Christmas Eve, and then I'm going to go to my grandma's at night, and I'm really excited to spend all of Christmas at my mommy's house. We're going to have breakfast. We always have breakfast. We're going to have a good time. I'm so excited. Because the last like 3 years, I've been working on Christmas, and so I've missed all of my Christmases, like every single one.
Really?
And I, yes, and I've been real sad. Like last year it really affected me. Like last year I was, and first of all, I think it's like really embarrassing. Like I have a really big family, and you know, we all open our gifts at the same time. It's like a big thing. And I just think it's like really embarrassing when like everyone is just like, and staring at me while I open up mine. Because then I have to give a reaction to everyone, and I'm not really good at, like, giving reactions to gifts, because I'm mostly like, wow.
Girl, I feel that's such a lie. You're so, like, out there.
I'm just not good at gifts, especially when people are watching me. I don't know how to react. And so sorry.
Get those eyeballs out of here.
But this year, finally, well, at least on my mom's side, I'm going to be with everybody. I'm still thinking about doing a little thing for my sister and stepbrother. Mm-hmm. I really want to do it. You know, fine.
They're not friends anymore?
You know, no. You know, I'm going to admit it. I'm going to say it.
Even though in other episodes before that episode, you had said it plenty of times. And for some reason, that one episode, you were like, also.
Well, because that was like the main title of the episode. Like, if they clicked on it, I did not want them to know it was about them. Even though it very clearly is about them, you freaks. But
whereas the way we saw them yesterday, too. You said a bunch of people were already,
well,
like,
yeah, everyone already
thinking
like,
about
no.
it. Just like, no one's like, came to them directly, and they haven't said anything directly.
And that's really what I want to do for Christmas.
I'm just so shocked that none of you guys have said anything, or like,
I think,
but like, y'all are not really close. Like, you don't even like gotta like say anything. Like, wow, y'all really gotten close.
I think here's what my plan is. Mm-hmm. I think this is my hypothetical plan. I'm gonna have either you or Sierra write a little note that says, "We know."
I'm gonna put it in the bottom of a bag
mm-hmm. and I'm gonna label it both of their I'm gonna have one of you guys label it both of their names, because girl, my handwriting so obvi.
Yeah, like they're gonna know.
And I'm not gonna put who it's from. I'm gonna sneak it in on Christmas. I'm gonna slide it under the tree. Mm-hmm. Oh god, this one's for those two. Open it up, it's the bottom. We know. Bitch, they would be gagged. They would be so
no,
gagged.
I really should know. You should put like, "We know what's going on." Or, "We know what's between you guys." Right? I mean, you might as well, like, keep it, allude, you know? Just, mm-hmm. allude.
We know what's going on between you. And trust me, we do know what's going on between you. Which is really nice.
It's weird.
It's wrong. And like,
yes, they're not related, but they grew up together from such a young age.
Age 10 and 8. I know that, like, we keep saying, like, we
grew up
together.
Like, y'all grew up as siblings.
But, like, I just want everyone to know the actual ages was 10 and 8 when they met. And mm-hmm. when they started being raised as siblings together. So, like, that's not just, like, ooh, we met when,
it's not like,
they
were, like, 18.
We met, like they got together.
They met a few years ago.
Exactly. No, they are siblings.
Yeah.
Doing
basically,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking, ew, that's gnarly. That's nasty, mm-hmm. gross.
And you know what's even the kicker? I feel like that even, like, you said, like, her ex-husband saw something was going on. Yeah. And so, like, he lived with them, and he was, like,
what's going on?
Getting vibes, you know?
And listen, I know that, like, especially, like, when he moved in with her and her ex-husband, things were already rocky between her and her mm-hmm. ex-husband, but, like, I don't know.
Like, so to get to that,
to
like,
get to that
be,
point,
like,
where he's
like, what did he see or hear?
I don't know. That I wish like, I knew. You know, he heard.
Yeah, and it wasn't coming from his bedroom.
And it wasn't coming from his bedroom. Oh, so nasty. Mm-hmm. So nasty. It's just not my vibe.
It's not my vibe, girl. But it's their vibe.
But it's their vibe. Like,
I want to know, like, what's the start of it?
You know, like, that what, part.
Like, where...
What happened?
Like, because one of them had to make a move.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, they could have been, like, flirty-flirty. But it's, like, end of the day, someone would have had to make, like, the move. That would have officially been, like, made it go...
I don't know.
Like, who... Was it a kiss? But even then, who leaned in?
Who leaned in?
Like, who was the one about...
Girl,
you know,
and when did the first one happen? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened while we were growing up? They were close when we were growing up, so.
Oh my god, that's even more like, what if something happened in the past?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god,
you better give me all.
Were there always feelings?
You better
see. I wanted to come out so that we could have the pod.
Anyway, how's your week, girl?
My week. Okay, I actually wrote some stuff in my notes.
Wow.
Yes.
If I'm honest.
What?
I gotta be really open and vulnerable.
What?
I didn't write anything about my week.
Okay, I only wrote one thing about my week. Because honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Again, I know I said this last time. I've just been really tired, which again has been on me. Because I've been going to sleep hella late. Like, mm-hmm. 2, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I think one. No, yeah, like 3 a.m. is the latest,
oh,
I think.
Ooh, girl, 3
a.m. But like, and I go to work early. Like, usually it's like 6 or 6:30 around there. So I'm not getting much sleep. But I've just been really tired. So I've been taking hella naps. And then some of my naps, literally, like, the whole day. I'm telling you, one day, I went to sleep on, like, 2-ish. And I didn't wake up until, like, I think 1-ish, actually. And then I woke up around 7, and I was like, I'm late for work.
I called Maria.
Oh, that was also on you, too. There was another one where you called me, and I thought I was getting a call from work. So that happened to me today also, actually. When I woke up, it was my alarm going off. And it was, like, 7-something. And I'm here thinking it's, like, the weekday. I go in... 3 weeks, I'm going at 6:36. And so when I say 7, I'm like, 7? 7?
7?
I'm late! Seven. And I'm like, have they called me? Have they texted me? No one has. I'm like, who's called me or texted me? I'm like, oh, it's Saturday.
Okay, I got to tell a little story, actually.
Yeah,
I got
to tell a little story.
So this morning, okay, well, last night, me and Maria hung out. We had a good little time. Mm-hmm, right when we enter our hangout, I said, Maria, I have my Eddies with me. Do you want to take an edible with me?
And I said, of course.
And I said, she said, of course. So she took half, I took half. And then...
I want to say, it's like about 90 milligrams.
It was about 90 milligrams, because the...
It was, what, 175,
it's
right?
Like 170. The whole thing is like 175. Girl, I think my tolerance has gone way up with the half.
I'm not gonna lie, when I took my bite on my half, I did try to take a big half bite.
Well, I even that.
That's also why I'm rounding up, because I'm like, I know I tried to take a big bite.
So it was about 90 milligrams that we both took, and I was hardly feeling it. Like, I got a little fuzzy, but like nothing crazy. I texted Maria probably around like 10 and said, girl, you okay? Silence.
No, it was a 9. Trust me, I was keeping track of the time.
Oh, it was at 9?
At that point, it was. Oh.
I texted Maria and said, girl, you okay? Silence. And then I go to work this morning, and it was literally like, we both came in at 8:15. It was right at 8:15. I was like, she's not here yet. Did she die? I was like, did I give her too much? Is she still asleep right now?
No.
I was like, is it my fault? She's going to be late. And then I saw you walk in, and I was like, oh, thank God. Bitch, it was literally if I'm honest, I literally like sighed of relief. I had a sigh of relief.
Really?
I was like, oh, God. Because I know sometimes when I get, Maria told me it was a little bit too much.
It definitely was a little too much where I'm like, I'm definitely not going to take that again, first off. I'm definitely not going to take it out again when we go to New York.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, like, I definitely didn't green out, but I feel like I was, like, kind of close because I told you, I just started, like, overthinking it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of started walking around, so I was like, I need to move around. Like, I can't sit down and watch anymore. Like, I need
No, because that
I need
really...
to stand and walk around. And I'm walking around, I'm like, I feel crazy now. I looked at myself. These people, like, the New York crackheads do. They're, like, walking around, you know? And I was like, I gotta stop.
I always imagine a third-person point of view.
Yes! Like, all my things are, I'm imagining, if I were to be out and about, someone would think I'm insane.
It's like, I imagine if, like, someone were, like, I don't, like, it wouldn't happen. Like, if someone were to walk into my house, they would just see me walking in circles. That's what I do in my house. And sometimes it really trips me out, because that door likes to shut. And so I'll reopen it, and I'll be like, did I go back in time just now?
Shut the fuck up. Okay, whoa.
Yeah, but girl, sometimes I get a little too...
You're really up there. Yeah, you're thinking you're out here doing time travel.
The time travel, girl. I go around, I'll be like, did I even go through the door? Like, it's like crazy, crazy business for reason.
But yeah, so I was like feeling that, and then I was like, you know what? Okay, instead of walking back and forth, I'm going to work out. And I started working out.
Did it help?
It did help a little bit. Yeah, well, I felt more sane also doing that. I was like, you know what? I'm doing a workout, so just, like, walking back and forth.
When I get a little too... I'll just start dancing.
Mm-hmm, I'll see. It's because, like, it feels like I just have to move around. Like, I can't just sit and watch. Because I was watching my show. I was like, I need to move around. Like, I can't just sit here right now.
There's a clip on one of these episodes. I'm not going to go find a girl. Y'all can go find her somewhere.
She's like probably like a year.
Girl, she is real deep in. Where I'm sitting, me and Marissa sitting on the couch. We just hit the pin a few times or something. Mm-hmm. I go.
I think we did a blinker, honestly.
I go, Maria, we need to go do something active. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, I just thought of that yesterday when I was like, I need to move around. Yeah. I need to do something
active. I need to do something active. And then me and Maria went outside and played with my dog for like an hour. I was like, it's too much.
But it's like needed.
Also, drop a comment down below what y'all thought of our new mid-roll. Yes. Our new transition when we take a little break.
I love it.
I love it too. I didn't really, like.
I'm telling you, when you sent me like just like the cut of it. I thought it was so good.
I
watched it a million times.
I grew up, on the last episode that we just posted, I watched it like 90. I watched that one part where it was like the transition into it and then the transition out of it like 97 times. I was like, this is good.
Right? So
we really
good.
Snapped.
We're in a different era. I don't know what era this is, but we're in a different era.
No. Like,
we're entering
in our growing era right now.
Because I also told Nathaniel about like getting some stuff to decorate. That's all.
Oh, yeah, we're thinking about. Mm-hmm. Not changing like, up the background, because we already changed it up.
Yeah, no, not completely. Just, like, adding some stuff to it. Because, you know, like you just touching here, she's bare.
She right is there. A little bare. I would love to put something right here. And now that we finally have, like, the logo, I would love to, like, get, like, a...
Like an LED light or some shit?
Like, an LED light or, like, I don't want to say, like, plywood, but, like, it being, like, printed out in color on, like, a piece of wood. And just having it right here, like a
like
cute...
Like a pop art.
Yeah, like a vibe. Little thing. Yeah, like something cutesy, like really that. Nice. I... Love our logo. Here's a picture of our logo. Here's a picture of our logo. Here's a picture of our logo.
But this won't come until, like, probably, like, what? Late January, February?
Yeah, probably.
Because we got our trip.
And
like, yeah, we are saving still. That's a lot of money. I was actually thinking about that earlier today. I was like, that's a lot of money coming out of my bank account in a few days.
Because,
like, it's, like, well, such a short time period, you know? It's only, like, what, 5 days? And I'm like, that's a lot of money to come out of my bank account in 5 days, even though I know I saved up for it, but...
I'm literally so excited to go, though.
No, I'm so excited. I'm not gonna play. Like, I'm very much excited.
This is gonna be...
I just get a little nervous sometimes when I see money leaving my bank account.
No,
when it's large amounts.
I don't like... Like, when we booked it and I watched my bank account go from, like, $1,000 to, like, $200, I was like,
oh my god.
No, I was really like, wow. I just...
It's like, no going back now. Literally, guess I gotta go on this trip.
I guess I gotta go to New York. I guess I gotta go.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of this week also. So I was watching some of our episodes, and then I started watching our New York vlogs. Girl, I already told you. But in the first one, you can very much tell I'm very much under the influence, like, the first half of it. Literally, my eyes are so glossy. Like, it looks like as if I had, like, teared up or some shit. So glossy. And my eyes are so squinty, especially towards the end of, like, the first, like... I don't want to say first day, but, like, that day we arrived, like, we got some pizza, and I was just there on the couch. My eyes are so squinty.
Closed, basically.
Literally. Like, you can just see it in my
eyes.
I'm
so excited to go clubbing.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what the fuck was I on?
Excited to go clubbing.
I'm excited, too.
I'm really excited.
Because,
like, I mean, like, yeah, there's, like, clubs down here. I mean, I've never been to any of the clubs down here.
See, I have,
but,
like, trust me, they're not the same as New York clubs.
No, in the New York club, what was the name of the one that we went to? It's in my notes somewhere, but the gay club that we went to.
Industry. I thought you said
school. Oh, Industry. Yeah, Industry Club, bar or club or whatever it is. It is so
good.
It was
fun, yeah.
I can't wait to go. Obviously, I want to go back to that one either Friday or Saturday, of course. Mm-hmm. I told Maria, I was like, I want to go... I want to have, like, a club, not, like, a club night alone, but, like, I definitely, like, I want to, like, experience one of the gay clubs alone, see what goes on, see what happens, but I would also, I don't really like the idea of, like, being alone. That sounds really crazy, but, like, going out, but getting back to the Airbnb alone at, like, 3 a.m, gonna kill myself.
No, yeah. I just, like, I don't want to be in a club alone, so I'm kind of like, damn.
I know, oh my god.
No, literally, tripping out.
I definitely want to go to, I might go to, like, one of the gay clubs alone on, like, one of the weekday nights, for sure. I'm just so excited to be there.
But yeah, I'm definitely going, like, on the weekend nights. The only thing I'm, like... Maybe I won't. Is I'm telling you, if I for some reason really can't handle
cold.
If I'm really that cold where I'm like, I don't want to go. But even that I'm telling you, like, I promise myself. Because, like, I want to go to the clubs. But if it's really where I'm, like, miserable, then no.
I fucking hate the cold. I fucking hate the cold.
See, I don't have that much problem with the cold, but it's like, I mean, I want to look cute, so I feel like my outfit's, like, they're gonna be fully revealing, but, like, a little bit, because, like, I don't know, it's a club. Plus, I know, like, it's winter, so I'm trying to, like, find, like, stuff with, like, long sleeves.
I might bring the like mesh that. Top again. Mm-hmm. I might bring that mesh top, and then, like, what am I gonna wear with it?
Yeah. Because, like, maybe you had, like, a fur jacket. You should have bought one of the ones yesterday. You were trying on so many. You really should have bought one.
I know. They're all just so bright.
An investment. If you're gonna have it for, because you don't, I mean, you told me before, like, you don't really, like, buy yourself clothes like that. So I'm saying it's like, after being your investment, like, you know what? I really want this. I never splurge on myself in this way. And splurge yourself in that way. Why not?
I would love a little fur. You should let me bring this one.
Oh, I do plan on bringing it, but for me. Because she keeps me nice and toasty. And I know you said you don't like this, but, like, it keeps me nice and toasty. It keeps me warm.
I don't like the cold layer inside.
I mean, it does feel... does it feel cold? I mean, it's felt cold before, like, when I have it somewhere cold. Like, when I've left it in my cart. Yeah, it's cold.
Should I bring,
like,
that really big one?
But what is it, like, in my closet or when it was on my bed right now, earlier?
Was it cold?
She was not cold. She's cold. I'm telling you, she's been cold when I've left it in my car, like, overnight.
I'm hoping her Airbnb is nice and toasty.
Yeah.
Because you know what my least favorite thing is?
Being cold?
Yes. But waking up at early in the morning... And it's so cold. Especially in my house. My house tends to be, you know, really cold.
No, but, like, okay.
What? No. Do you like when it's cold in the morning?
No, I love it. But I'm going to save it for one of my topics, actually.
Oh, I hate being cold. Especially, like, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. No!
No, there's something about it that I love. And y'all will find out later. If you want to know about it, keep listening.
Stay tuned.
Another thing about my week was, okay, so I was at work, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're chatting and everything.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm, of course. And then one of my coworkers was like, oh, Maria, how old are you? And literally, I had to take a moment. I was like, how old am I? Wow. I was like, oh, I'm 22. And then literally right away, so I told my other coworker, I'm like, whoa, like, that's, like, the first time I actually, like, had to, like, think about my age.
Wow.
Like, I'm finally at that age where, like, I have to think about it. Because have you never experienced that where you ask someone how old they are, and then they're like, and this is always an older person. They're like, and then they're like, oh, I'm this old. And they're like, I forgot. And it's like, how do you forget? Like, I always thought to myself, like, how do you forget? Yeah, and I was like, I'm telling you, I had that realization. I was like, whoa, like, I actually,
I'm,
like,
old.
No, literally, I was like, this is such a pivotal moment in my life, Nathaniel.
I'm ancient.
I was like,
I'm ancient.
I had to actually think about it. That's never happened to me. And I told that to my other coworker that was right next to me, and I was like, well, I actually had to, like, think about it. She's like, no, that's actually happened to me before, too. And me and her are the same age. My question was, like, have you already felt that or no? Where, like, you kind of, like, take a moment, like,
No, I'm still so young and youthful.
I was going to say, well, you get a 22 because it's coming up.
People ask.
You need to tell me. Because also, I will say, another thing with 22, I feel like I definitely do feel my age now. Like, I'm definitely feeling the age. Like, okay. Obviously, I was an adult before. Like, obviously, I was an adult before. But it's like, whoa, I'm feeling like, whoa, like, I'm really up there. Like, well, okay, I'm not up there, but, like, I'm getting up there. Like, I'm telling you, like, something about the aging, I've really been feeling it on 22.
She can't kick like she used to.
Literally. No, actually, no, I'm pretty flexible, I feel.
She can do a split.
Watch our TikTok.
Watch our... Come on!
Literally,
watch our
I'm pissed off. The first two TikToks I posted, like, earlier this week, didn't do well at all.
I know. Like, what has been going on? But we did get a TikTok that did do poor.
And we were hot in those two also. I know. We were twerking. We were doing the splits. We were opening up our legs and everything. And they said no. Now, one fucking year, like, are we not hot? We are, is the thing.
Y'all want to see what's going on between these legs.
Apparently not. That could have been their moment.
Don't say that.
They said it.
Now, I have a question for you. Mm. I have a question for you. When we get, like, nice and big, would you fuck a fan?
Honestly, I think I would.
I think I would, too!
I know, like, so we're like, no, like, you gotta have, like a balance. Not a balance, but, like, a... What's it called? A barrier. A boundary.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
But I feel like maybe that'll be probably me, like, later on in the career, maybe, if, like, we get that big, I guess. Or, like... I don't know. But, like, I feel like I would hook up. At least in the beginning. I was like, why not?
You know, I saw things...
If I'm really feeling them like that?
I saw... This happens a lot with drag queens, where they will just sleep with them because they're famous. And honestly, like...
That's my thing. Like, I bet, like... That's the thing with the... They just, like, wanting you because of the clout and all, but it's like, if I'm attracted to them.
Exactly. I'm going to get that dick and go. And
like,
I'm
still getting something out of it.
They can make
they're
a
getting
they
out
can
of
make
it.
A
they
post and be
me,
like,
I
fucked Nathaniel Knight. Like, okay. And it was good, wasn't it?
Exactly.
And that booty fat and it jiggle, don't it? It don't jiggle. It sort of jiggles sometimes.
Oh, gosh, she jiggles. That's If y'all want to see it too, watch our TikTok. If y'all want to see it too. We were on the wall twerking and everything.
I did not like the way I looked in that video.
We can remake it. Well, you better get them hips nice and loose, because I got some dance for us today.
I also have some dances for, I think I have like two dances. Mm. And I want to do the one walking in a winter wonderland. Because I remember we were going to do it last year, and then we just didn't do it.
Mm. Well, we're going to do it this year. We're gonna for do this sure. Oh, we should do that. Should we go in our PJs, and we can do it in your downtown area? So they got like the lights and
so
shit like that.
Cutie, that would be so cutie. I would.
I can't leave that Anna. I can't let it go.
We're always doing a little Anna.
I just have to sort of the Anna.
Hey Anna.
It really adds something to it. Oh my gosh! But another thing with age. So this actually did happen this week. This happened last week, but one of my coworkers again. I asked her actually. It was one of our new coworkers. I asked her like, oh, how old are you? And then she tells me she's like 19. Well, actually, she was like, oh, guess. And I'm like, 19. Because, like, she seems like she's 19. And she was like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, and then she's like, asking me how old I am. And I'm like, okay, guess. Because, like, of course, now I'm going to ask you to guess. 30. No. But she goes, I want to say 15. But, like, you work here. I know you're not. So I'm like, 15.
Wow. 15.
But then she said, I think she said 21 or 20. One of those. And I was like, oh, no, I'm 22. She's like, really? You look so good. And honestly, I didn't really think much of it at first. I was kind of like, you look so good. Like, I'm 22. What do you mean? But then she was like, oh, no, like, you, like, I guess she thought, like, I felt some type of way about it. And she's like, oh, no, like, she's like, I wouldn't have guessed 22, and that's when she said the 15 thing and all that.
I can't ask
I was
people.
Like, what? I feel like no one's ever also reacted like that to my age. And that was another pivotal moment. Where someone reacted like that to my age. When I was, like, 22, and she was like, oh, no, you look really good. I was like, I'm 22!
You look really good for 22.
Like, we're not that far. You're 19, I'm 22. Like, it's only, like, 3 years.
I'm too scared to ask people to guess my age.
Yeah,
if they,
I wouldn't say I'm scared, but like I'm definitely not scared. That's why I asked.
If they look
me
in the
fun.
Eyes and they go 25.
No. See, no one's ever guessed above. That's I've always gotten
40.
Younger. Really? I've always gotten younger. Oh my god, I think it's so funny when I think I'm younger at when I'm getting alcohol.
You're not.
I think it's so funny, but you know what? I remember the last time. I think it was the last time I went to buy alcohol. The lady, she has my ID. She, like, asked me, like, what's my birthday and all that. And I guess she, like, because, you know, I guess she thought I was lying or something. And I literally, again, when she asked me how when my birthday is, I literally had to think about it. I was like, July 4th. And I was like, damn. She's probably going to think I'm lying. But I'm like, that's literally me. But
she's
I got
cancer.
My alcohol. Mm-hmm. I did get my alcohol. Oh, so you want this thing? Okay, so, like, one of our coworkers, you told me you don't really feel her that much. Mm-hmm. You said you don't really have anything against her, but you said, like, you don't really feel her that much.
Not my vibe.
Guess what? She's a Cancer. Mm-hmm.
It
I think that's it.
It's adding, it's
literally,
all
she said,
adding.
I'm a Cancer, and I said, you're a what?
It's all
the one
adding
text
up.
I was like, the man literally said he doesn't like Cancers like that.
But you see, though, I do.
You're a Cancer rising.
I have a lot of Cancers in my life.
Really?
I do. The incest sister's a Cancer.
Really?
Yes, girl.
Oh my god.
Are you going to commit incest too?
No, bitch. I'm fine.
Fuck. Yeah, she's also a Cancer, and I Cancer rising, but just some Cancers I fuck with.
See, that's why I have Capricorn.
Like that one.
Oh,
the one at work.
Okay, the one she literally fucking pointed at me. I don't know why. I mean, again, we worked with them earlier today, and I think they're fine.
It was like not my vibe. I don't like when she talks.
She barely talks.
She barely talks when it's busy, but when it's not busy, it's just.
No,
at least to me.
I guess
because I guess she likes
you.
Me.
It has to be to you because, like, whenever I feel like even when it's like busy and even when it's not busy, like yeah, we talk. But listen, whenever I don't feel like she's like a yapper. Like when I call her a yapper, she never does talk, but she doesn't like constantly yapping.
I guess she likes me.
She has to be because like you're here saying she's like talking your ear off.
And it's just like not interesting. Talk. I'm like, oh god, not.
Oh
my
gosh! And then yesterday we found. Okay, the theatrics they just never end. One thing about Nathaniel, he's always on for the theatrics. He's
always
turned
on.
Wait, really? You're into it? What's my cue again?
No, the face. You know when I have had rough intercourse, if you will. That's my one boundary. Just don't slap me in the face.
No smacking? I get that. Understandable.
My face. Well, maybe like a light one, but like nothing
but
crazy.
But not like, no. Nothing, not like I don't want that either.
I've seen some porn videos where like, they'll
no,
be fine
really
with just
like,
on the face.
The
I'm like,
And I'm like, I don't want that. No,
if
yeah.
If that happened to me.
I don't want that either.
If that happened, I saw one video where the guy like pushed him off.
Oh my God.
And I think
okay, that's no, but like I pushing off the bed is different.
I think that's what I would do if someone snapped me in the face. Like, get the fuck off of me. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. How dare you? Mm-hmm. I don't like being hurt.
Understandable. But the other day we found out apparently a lot of people want to be on our pod from work.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't know, but you told me a bunch of people like started coming to you being like, this is why I should be on.
We have so many people petitioning themselves, mm-hmm. begging on their hands and knees, please, please, let me on.
Yes. I think that's so much fun.
They're begging.
So oh in God. This New Year, expect oh some new faces.
You know what we should do? We should put pictures of every single one of them up, and we should have a little poll. Who do y'all want?
Who would you rather see?
Who do y'all want?
Oh my gosh!
We've got
a goth baddie.
We've got a goth baddie. We've got the celebrity herself, Sierra. Mm-hmm. We talk about her all the time. Mm-hmm. Joe's really wants to be on too. Okay. I thought that would be a little awkward.
Yeah.
That's what I was. I was like,
I
was
say awkward, but it's like. Personally, I don't want her on. I'm talk to her at work, but I don't want her on. Sorry.
She really wants to be on. And then there's this planet that's been orbiting around work for way too long.
They've been wanting to be on since, like, literally day one.
I know. And you know what? Never gonna happen.
Damn. You might as well call them out.
Never gonna happen. They know.
They have to know, though. Because, like, I'm just since day one of the pod. They've been like, can I be on?
Begging, please! Let me on!
And it's, like, 3 years later. Mm-mm. No, 2 years later.
Not gonna happen.
I'm not gonna believe that. We're gonna be in our 3 year next year.
I know.
And it's not even that... I was gonna say it's not even that far, but it's literally in, like, September. No, August. It's August, technically, right?
Yeah, we filmed the first episode in August, but it wasn't posted until September.
I feel like that should be our anniversary, September. So like, that's when it was officially, like, you know, posted.
Hey, Belgium, we still remember you, girl.
Mm-hmm, Belgium, you'll never leave us.
You'll never leave my mind. Apollo? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I actually saw them the other day. It was, like, Sia and Mia or something like that. Sorry.
We did the last episode, too!
Okay, but you know who you are.
I think I cut that part out. Well, we forgot their name.
Well, now you guys cut this out, I guess. It's like it makes it more relatable. We forget things, too.
We're human. But you know what?
We forgot the names. We forgot your names. But
you'll never forget our hearts.
You're still in our minds. So
many people want to be on. Obviously, I would love to have Sierra. We talk about Sierra mm-hmm. all the time.
And we did talk about it for a little bit, right? In November. Because I was like, we could do like a Friendsgiving vibe. But then... That I heard of nothing has come for it.
We were gonna do it, but then like her brother was in town for something. She was like, mm-hmm. I can't do it that week, and I was like, ooh, boo.
You wanna see your brother? Like, what the fuck?
I was like, boo.
Is it a with a chair mask?
The fuck? You want
family over us?
What the fuck?
That's like insane.
And then we have my wife, my goth baddie, Bailey, mm-hmm. also really wants to be on. I think Bailey would be a really good dish too. Mm-hmm. Because she's
really good at telling stories.
She's really they go on for a really long time. But she's really good. She knows. It's fine. She mm-hmm. knows. It goes on for a really long time, but she gives so much detail. Mm-hmm. Like I'm telling you, like she can have a podcast of her own. Hopefully that don't happen. But
she takes our viewers. But I feel like if she were to have a pod, I feel like it'd be a different vibe from ours.
Yeah. I
feel like it'd be very book oriented.
This is really what I want to talk about. I think I really like that our podcast is really different from a lot of different podcasts. Like, I feel like most podcasts, they're like sitting in either like they're seeing separately and they have like the camera pans to them and like the mic. But I really like that like we sit together, we're really close, we can touch, we can have a good time. Your finger literally almost went in my mouth.
Hey, I want to get rough and jam it in there now.
Oh my God, that's another thing I don't fuck with. It's sucking on fingers. Mm-hmm. Ooh, sorry. I've had some guy try to stick it down there and I was like...
And you're like, get out of here. You can put something else in though.
Very nicely. You can put something else in my mouth, but that's for sure. And that looks like this. Balls, get it?
I get it.
But I just really think that our podcast is different than... most podcasts than the usual because like it makes it stand out
a little bit. We're so different guys.
We're literally so quirky.
So different.
We're literally so quirky and so different.
Uh-huh. So how was your week? Because I've been yapping. I just realized I haven't really heard anything about your week.
Honestly, that's the thing though. really not that good. Literally not that interesting about a week.
Like, right? I was thinking about my week, and it's like,
it was like a fine week.
But like, so Sunny had to pop out.
Like, a lot of
even if it was like a rude customer, like something had to pop out. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Usually when we get like rude customers or something, like, the first thing I do, immediately write down the podcast. But like, honestly, they haven't been that bad.
Really?
Been, like, yeah, like it's been like scary busy. But like, they haven't been that bad. Mm-hmm. I've been having a good time at work. I have not been having a good time at work.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
I have not been having a good time at work. Actually, I had a really good time today, though. Because I was doing a cold bar. I was doing basic. Yes. It's nice and cold outside. Mm-hmm. So I was doing literally nothing at work today.
Yes. I love not working.
I know.
So whenever I actually like work at work, I'm like, oh my God. Like, what? I'm literally like working at
what
work.
The fuck?
That's why I'm always busy. I'm like, why is it so busy? Like, I'm actually having to like just go really fast.
I don't want to work. So I was having a good time. I was talking to people on drive through. Mm-hmm. I was having a good time. I wish you had a headset on, girl.
Trust me, I wish too also. The first thing I do whenever I get to work is I walk my ass over to drive through to find a headset. And there wasn't one. I was like, oh.
I was having a really good time on drive through.
It
wasn't
looked
on
like
drive-thru,
a good time.
But like,
now we're all laughing. I'm just there like.
I was chatting with customers. I was having a good time. I went up behind one of our coworkers and put my hands on her shoulder. And this woman goes, I see those hands. I see those hands. And it was such a good time. I had a good time. I think she sounded like she knew me. But when she got to the window, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that woman is. And then this girl came through today. And she was like, that drink you recommended me yesterday, the other day, was so good. Girl, I never seen that woman a day in my life. I was like, oh, was it?
Girl, you know it had to be you, though.
Girl, I was like, oh, really? Was it good? She's like, yeah, it was so good.
She asked
good.
Her what it was.
Girl, then she knows I wouldn't remember her.
True.
I was like.
Or she'd be like, what about it did you like?
I was like, wow, I'm really glad they liked it. Honestly, it was probably just like a caramel brulee, because that's what I tend to recommend to people. Because it's my fave holiday flavor. I love the caramel brulee. Caramel brulee with sugar cookie and white mocha.
Oh my gosh, you know it's what I've been so loving? Good. It's not out yet, but the pistachio. I feel like I never really liked it beforehand, but the pistachio this year, I'm into it. It used to be apparently you're not into it and like a bunch of people aren't into it. But I'm really into it with salted caramel foam. It's so good. And extra of the butter, the butterscotch topping.
Sierra said that was really good too.
It's so good. It's delicious. With two blonde shots.
You know what I was thinking about just now?
What?
You know what I was just thinking
what?
About just
tell
now?
Me.
You know what I was just thinking about just now? When this is airing, when this episode is airing, we're gonna be in New York.
Actually, no, we won't.
We're gonna be on our way.
Get attitude. The fuck? That's what I should be saying. What was that attitude? Oh my god.
There was no
tune. Oh my god, you know something else? Again! Oh, something else you didn't actually answer was what was your favorite thing about Christmas?
Oh!
Because you asked me. I never asked you back.
What I'm looking forward to for Christmas? I did answer about Christmas.
You did?
Yeah, I told
I
you.
Don't remember.
This is the first year that I'm getting to see both my families. And like, I get to spend time with both my families and have a good time. Are we going to take a quick little break?
I am.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take.
We got some fun things to do.
We have some fun little
treats.
Festive. We got some good eyeballs.
A few games, a few activities.
We have a few games, we have a few activities.
And a few more questions.
And a little gift exchange.
No, you said the other day you're not getting me anything. So.
Anyway, we're gonna be right back.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everyone. We are back. Maria, are you hungry?
I am. And like we said in our commercial break, don't forget your drinks and your snacks.
Yeah, don't forget your drinks and your snacks. Because we got our drink and our snacks.
Well,
our snack.
I have a drink, but we're here for our snacks.
I ain't got no drink.
Are you going to play a game or do you want me?
Okay, so this was a box of jokes that I got for Christmas from my best friend, Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hello, shout out to you.
Shout out to my girl, Anna. But these are a bunch of chocolates. There's a bunch of different flavors. Here they are in the back.
I haven't seen any of them.
Maria does not know the flavors. So Maria is going to pick a piece and guess what kind of flavor it is.
Yeah, and then he'll let me know. And then there's 12, right, you said?
Yeah, there's technically 12, but I already ate all of the white chocolate ones.
Except for that one?
Yeah, because this one was so fucking
okay,
good.
Okay, so there's 11, I gotta guess.
There's 11.
Okay. At least want to get, like, at least want to get, like, 6.
Okay.
6, right?
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
What are you gonna go
this
with?
One was calling to me, I told you.
Okay,
so, what is
okay.
it? Oh, it's a G, but it's, like flames.
Oh, but it's just a lion.
That's a lion? See, I was gonna say a lion, but, oh, yeah.
Oh! Sorry, that was a little traumatic.
Yeah. Okay, but no, it definitely is a G in the lion, the fuck? Godiva.
Oh, I see the G.
But, like, I had it upside down. It definitely... Okay, it is a lion, y'all. But they got creative with it. Oh, speaking of New York. Okay, no, we were not speaking about it. But speaking of chocolate, I mean, at Louis Vuitton, they have a chocolate there. Like, a chocolate, like, little thing. Ooh. That's another thing. I want to go into the stores in Fifth Ave. Like, even though I'm not going to buy them. Because, like,
No, because
it's expensive.
Crazy.
Like, your designer stuff. I still want to go in. That's one place I want to go in. Ooh.
Girl, she's stirring me, girl.
Y'all already know. Caramel.
Yeah, that's basically it is. It's a dark chocolate caramel lion. Regal dark chocolate.
Why does it taste like coconut, though?
Yeah, I thought it tasted a little weird, too. Like, that one had a little bit of a weird taste, right? It's a Regal dark chocolate lion filled with butterscotch caramel. There's a little bit of a different flavor in there.
Maybe that's why it's, like, a different taste.
Well, yeah.
Ding, ding, one right.
Yeah, ding, ding, one right.
It's pretty good.
What do you rate it? I had that one last night. It was honestly like a six for me.
Six is good. I'll do it again. I'm gonna give her a nine.
A nine? All right. Which one are you gonna try next?
The ball's calling me.
Okay, I'm gonna eat the ball with you. Wait, which ball is it?
It's this just one?
The we have a guest.
Clink.
Which one was this?
We're social content creators.
Wait.
I've tasted this before. What is it? Oh, it's so good. Oh my god, this is like a 10 for me. I love this chocolate.
Oh, yeah, this is really good.
I know I've tasted this before. What is it?
Would you like a hint?
And there's like scotchy taste.
That's really good, bitch. I see, I wasn't a fan of that one last night, if I'm honest.
Really?
But now that one's really tasty, bitch.
It's like something scotchy. Oh, give me a hint.
I don't really know how to give you a hint on this one.
It reminds me of those like grandma candies. It's like the circle like this. I don't even know what the.
That's a butterscotch flavor.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I was saying scotchy, but like.
That one was not butterscotch. That one was.
I love going butterscotch because that's.
That one was milk chocolate cream puff flavor.
But like, what's the filling? It just says cream puff.
It literally just says cream puff.
Yeah, but like, what's the filling?
It's a custard cream filling mixed with a milk chocolate shell. That's the description of it.
I didn't get it, but that was really good.
Which one do you want to try next?
I'll go for this one.
The swirl.
Are you gonna eat the swirl too?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, he's being forced to eat. to eat chocolate, guys. I guess I'll eat chocolate.
I guess. Clinky.
There's a chocolate in here.
That's the same reaction I had last night.
That's dark chocolate, right?
The one I had last night. Yeah, that's dark chocolate.
That's good dark chocolate. It's not too dark.
What do you think it is?
Just chocolate inside, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It is Midnight Swirl, a full-bodied 85% dark chocolate ganache covered in dark chocolate.
It's good.
I thought, girl, what are you doing? Oh, girl, that's don't show really... your booty on the camera! Girl, that is not what this platform is for.
Okay, so I do love dark chocolate, guys.
Go to your only pause. Get it?
Oh my god, I get it, yeah. I do love dark chocolate, so I'm gonna get this one, I'm gonna give it a 10.
It's a 10. If I were to rate that one is like a 5. Like, it's
good.
How
much good. Percentage of the cocoa is it?
That one was 85% dark chocolate.
Really?
But you gonna try it. Also, one more thing before we get into it. They did lie a little bit. These numbers on the back, it tells you how many are each. They gave me one less of one flavor and gave me one extra of the other one. But I'm so grateful because they gave me one.
I wonder what's happening in the factory. Do you think the factory were just like...
They gave me
I
one.
I like it, and then just give you another one.
They gave me one less of my least favorite flavor, so I was like, "Thank God, girl." Anyway, which
Anna one? Just knew which one to grab for real.
You didn't know which one.
No, I said Anna.
Oh,
you said you got like you actually
like because you liked the dark chocolate one. I was like, you knew, girl, you knew. Yes, Anna didn't know which one to grab.
She said, "This is the one I should grab." This one's calling to me. Actually, go ahead and grab
the
it
rose. Soon. Oh, I like this one. This one was good, girl.
Come on, I'm ready to clean.
That is so good. If y'all like mukbangs, I hope you like this part.
You don't taste like cookies and cream.
That is exactly what it gives.
I see caramel, though.
Yeah, you see, but you don't really taste it, huh?
No. There's really just like cookies and cream. I want to say cookies and cream, but like I know it's not cookies and cream.
It's not cookies and cream.
Oh my god.
That is good. That's a 10. I got a vanilla flavor. I'm like, it's a 10. This box right here, y'all gotta go get.
I'm gonna say like caramel cream. I don't know what to say.
You are sort of close. That was a creme brulee truffle. That's the one I got an extra of.
Oh, that's really good.
It's a dual filling of caramel and creamy white chocolate ganache with crunchy toffee crumbles and a milk chocolate shell.
That's so good. I like it. I feel a little crunch too. Girl, it was really good. I guess I half got it, so I have like...
Yeah, you got... You,
I like 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 points for sure.
Let's go for this one.
That's the same one, girl, that you already tried.
Oh, let's go for this one.
Yeah, I ate... There was only two of those, and I ate the other one last night. Okay. But let me tell you.
Very cute and fancy.
I rate that one. I'm going to go ahead and give my rating. Yeah. That one was, like, an 8 for me. Like, it's pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think?
This one's thick.
And what do you... Oh, you know what? There's only 10 flavors, because I forgot that I finished the milk chocolate caramel ones. Girl, they were so good. I love, like, a thick caramel. Like, when you bite into it, it doesn't pull. It's just, like, a thick caramel.
Yeah, this is a thick caramel.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, crunchy, too. I feel like, what? There's, like, peanuts in here?
What do you think?
I feel like there is. Hold on.
Yeah, give us another bite. Give us another bite. Hi, sweetness. Oh, my God, your little face.
Are the almonds?
Are they? What kind of nuts are they? You know you're a nut, girl.
Peanut. It looks like an almond, but this one looks like a fucking, like, peanut.
What do you think it is, girl? It is a nut, but you gotta tell me what kind of nut you think it is.
Caramel almond?
That's literally it, bitch! Yeah. Milk chocolate almond caramel. A crunchy almond surrounded by luscious honey-infused caramel covered in milk chocolate.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that one was so good.
I will say she's not, like, my favorite, though.
Oh, girl.
She's a 9.
I was obsessed. I was obsessed giving an 8.
But I'm the same way. I also, that's another thing I realized in, let me put this up. I'm gonna talk. Don't rush me.
sorry. That was really rude.
One thing I realized when I was watching. Water. You want a waterfall?
Yeah.
I can't reach it. Oh, okay. I'm not moving. I don't want her to move away from me.
It's fine. You know what? It's fine. I'm gonna need water.
If you've ever been around, like, a carousel like that, and they don't, like, usually stick around. You know, like, the moment they do stick around and, like, lay up on you, you're not moving.
That's something that I have for New York. I have a cat cafe.
Really?
I have three. Three different. Three? I have three different cat cafes.
Oh, we're definitely hitting them up. I'm so excited. All
three of them.
Every single one. We're not. Yeah. I can't wait.
Well, I saw three. I think I only put two in my list because one of them didn't really seem like my vibe. But also, I don't want to cheat on my cats too much.
Well, I don't have cats, and I can't wait. But anyways, what I'm going to say is in one of our New York vlogs, I think it was it was the second one because it was at that pancake place. I remember I was like so excited for.
Oh, and it was so nasty.
What?
Wait, which one were you talking about?
The one I was really excited for the, with the pancakes, and I said they're like,
oh, eggy. That one. No, yeah, that one was really good.
Okay, I will say, I had already like rated it and I was like, it's really good. It's just like towards the end, like I didn't have much topping left, and I started getting an eggy taste because I didn't have any topping left, you know. So I'm really just tasting the pancake, like, by itself. I'm like, it's too eggy, and it's like, I'm not the biggest fan of eggs, so I like eggs, but just like after a while I was like, I can't with egg, and that's what it was giving with that
eggy?
Yeah, I'm like, not into this. And in the rating, I'm like, it's like really eggy and I don't like that, but it's pretty good.
10.
I give it an 8. Like, I really don't like that, but it's, like, pretty good.
It's, like, pretty good.
And I'm 8. Like, okay, that is, like, the most confusing reading ever, but it's, like, what I meant by it is, like, really good. It is how I felt, but it's, like, just the wording of it. I worded it weirdly.
Girl,
I like the beginning, but towards the end, where it's, like,
girl, this time, we're gonna have to make reservations.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
We didn't get onto it now, then.
I know. We need to figure out what restaurants we're really gonna want to go to.
Ruby Rosa, the hands down.
Ruby Rosa?
Like, I'm
Shout
going there.
Out.
I love Ruby Rosa. Okay, let's get into this again.
Which one are you gonna do now?
It's, like, a gate or some shit. I don't know. A G.
You ready?
It's not a gate. Cheers.
Gucci. Wow.
There's a thick chocolate. Oh, there's dark chocolate, too.
Wow.
You're not into it? This is good.
Wow. That is some dark chocolate. It's really weird.
And it's, like, melting in your mouth.
It tastes more bitter than the last one, like, the other dark chocolate one.
It's less?
It's less.
Really? It does taste much more bitter, but I'm really into it.
That, oh, well, what do you guess? Mm. Ew.
I felt it. Oh, no, no. But, okay, dark chocolate, obviously, but is chocolate in here? Like, what? Darker, darker chocolate? I don't know.
That is...
chocolate mousse?
Basically, I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you. It's just the exact same thing as this one, the swirl. It is a dark chocolate ganache bliss. Dark chocolate shell filled with 72% cocoa dark chocolate ganache. Mm. Ew.
That's really good. It's like really melting in your mouth. That's a 10. Ew. That one like melt in your mouth somehow.
I think we only have two more. Mm. Oh, well, you have three more. Because you get to try this one.
Come on, grab it.
Ooh, this one's good, girl. Yes! Good. This is what it looks like.
Mm. Another caramel for sure. Mm.
What is it?
But there's something in there. Mm. Like caramel and chocolate in there.
Mmm, that's good. Mm. That's like a 7 for me.
It's like something crunchy in there, too.
What do you think it is? What's it giving to you? What does it give?
I'm trying to think of like how they would word it there.
What's it giving?
Caramel chocolate filling?
You are incorrect!
What is it?
That is a milk chocolate hazelnut heaven. A scrumptious hazelnut praline with a hazelnut cream center covered in milk chocolate.
I didn't even think of hazelnut or praline. And I forgot. Whatever they say pralines, that's usually when it has like a little crunch in there. I didn't even think of it.
That is good as fuck.
That's really good, really?
That is so
good. No, it's really good. It's like,
really?
But I give it...
that's like an 8 for like, me.
I'm going to give it an 8 too.
What's the number after 7? 8! Okay. Which one do you want to do?
Let's do it together.
Okay. This is my last one! Yes. I don't remember the flavor.
Okay. Another chocolate filling.
Mm-hmm. What's it good? A little sweet for me.
It's really sweet, but I'm like not into it, honestly.
That's like a mid for me. That's like a 6 for sure.
Yeah, I'm there with you. 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Really mid. If you want like a chocolate, that's gonna be like a chocolate for sure.
I'm gonna say like milk chocolate like mousse or something like that.
Ding ding ding, basically. It's a milk chocolate ganache bliss. Enriched milk chocolate ganache covered in a rich milk chocolate. That's good.
I got it, for sure.
And now you try that last one. I took a bite of this one last night. Yeah, that's the one I took a bite of last night and said, ugh!
It's white, so I feel like it has to be, like, coconut or something.
Give her a taste.
I will.
Give her a...
let me get rid of this. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's still lingering and all.
I love her fucking... we had this cat before he passed away at my dad's house. Let me go ahead and throw that abomination in there. What do you think?
It's coconut.
It is coconut.
No, what, dark chocolate coconut?
Oh my god, that's literally the name of it! Dark chocolate coconut! That's a dark chocolate coconut.
Okay, I got 4.
Coconut with a creamy coconut and a creamy ganache and dark chroma.
Oh my god!
Coconut and a creamy ganache and a scrumptious dark chocolate.
That's not bad though.
What do you give it?
I give it like an 8. Not like, I'm not a fan of coconut like that, but I'd eat it.
I really like those, I don't know what they're called. They're like, it's like the coconut shavings. And
you can tell
like
there's coconut shavings in here. It's
toasted and it's like, has dark chocolate covered in it.
Ooh, I know. We tried it at Carmella's. Yes, it was really good.
It was so good. But
so good.
That's usually like the only like coconutty type of thing that I usually enjoy. Mm.
Coconut popsicles are so fucking good.
Girl, I tried. I'm gonna be honest. I tried to save this one for you.
Really? But it's just that good.
I tried, girl. It has like, it was white chocolate and it has like a raspberry jam in it. But when you think raspberry jam, I usually think of like, it's gonna have seeds in it.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. There were no seeds. It was like a perfect smooth texture. It still was like a jelly, but without the seeds. And
well, that crunchiness.
It was so good, bitch.
Is it the texture that bothers you, or is it
the texture? I don't like the texture of them. It really freaks me out.
Oh, I see.
But I really like that. I hope y'all enjoyed all of our chocolate.
Yeah,
I
hope you guys like that
you
rating.
You are fake.
What?
You didn't tell me my necklace was backwards?
I honestly didn't even notice.
Wow.
You know, I'm trying to sabotage them, y'all.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, kidding with the Christmas theme. What's something you miss about Christmas, but from your childhood specifically?
This actually ties into one of my questions.
Oh my god, I love that.
I love when we do like this.
Yes, when we're just like in sync. Mm-hmm. Honestly, for me, is the parties. Like my favorite, we've always celebrated Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day is like, we still get together, but like we're eating like leftovers and stuff like that. Just chilling. Yeah. But for Christmas Eve, it's like, I remember it being like much more of a thing. I guess because like I was a kid. I mean, uh-huh. Like, we still have like kids in my family. But it's like, I just remember being so much more of a thing when I was younger.
I feel like, this is going to sound so stupid, but the Christmas magic just doesn't seem to be there anymore. No,
for sure. I mean, it's because we're not kids anymore. Like, I remember always looking forward to the Washington Polar Express with the hot chocolate. I loved it. But you know what? Even though now, like, I'm older, I haven't watched the Polar Express since.
I watched that
watching it. I would be forced to watch, we'd be forced to watch it, you know, every year in school, you know. I loved it personally, but it's like now that like I'm not like forced to watch it, I haven't even clicked on it. Like, I keep thinking about watching it because it's on Hulu, but do I want to watch it? I'm like, nah. I
fucking hate that movie.
I loved it. I ain't gonna lie. I loved that movie. The train scene when they're like passing all the hot chocolates. The fuck? I ate that shit up. I loved it.
And then my ex-boyfriend, he loved that movie too. And so even after I got out of high school, I would still watch it every year. And so I would oh my god. I hate that movie so much.
You just couldn't escape it, huh?
I hate that movie so much. I finally escaped it last year. I finally escaped. Thank no God. Longer
at least one good thing came out of that.
One good thing came out of my breakup. No more Polar Express.
No more.
And we're being hit, but that's besides the point.
Okay, here's another one. Did you ever actually believe in Santa when you were a kid? Like, did you actually believe in him, or were you kind of like, he ain't real?
If there's any parents listening to this in their car right now, you might want to skip ahead.
Oh yeah, this question is like such a fake question. Like, of course he's real, guys.
I'm gonna put a timestamp right here, and I'm also gonna whisper a timestamp and an overlay for that you can skip to it if you have any children listening. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was your question?
Did you ever actually believe in Santa?
My parents never did Santa.
They didn't?
No, my parents never did Santa. So like, I knew about him. Who Santa was. Mm-hmm. But, like, girl, my mom was, like, giving Santa some fat old man credit for all my money that I just spent. Mm-hmm. No, I bought those gifts, bitch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was... So, like, we never did, like, the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. Like, we never did any of that.
Really? I got a Tooth Fairy.
No, we never did any. We, like, my mom did the rituals of the Tooth Fairy. Mm-hmm. But, like...
Well, like, always, and that y'all knew.
I always knew that it was.
See, her. I was gonna say that, too. See, for Tooth Fairy, same thing for me with Santa. Like, I knew, but like, I'd be like, the Tooth Fairy's gonna give me something. Yeah. Knowing damn well it's my mom.
So,
but no, like, I'd be like, the Tooth Fairy.
Did you believe in Santa?
Santa? Okay, I did when I was like young. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being like 5 or 4, and they were like, go inside a room. Like, he's gonna come here soon. Like, he's about to get here soon. And like, me and my cousin, my uncle, we were like laying down in bed. I told you, like, also, okay, we're Mexican, and like, we didn't do it in a traditional way, because like, over in Mexico, they would always do Los Reyes, that would give them a gift. Mm-hmm. And, so it wasn't done in a traditional way. Like, we just like went to the room, we like fake slept, and then like literally for a few minutes. And I still remember. I think they had to have done it themselves. I heard sounds, and I was like, oh my god, it's him like stomping around. I was like, he's here. Like, I'm about to get presents. And then after a little bit, they come back and they're like, okay, you guys can come out. We come out. There's gifts. And like, Santa.
That's so cute.
And I remember believing in him for like that moment. But then I got older, like not even that old. Like, I'm still in elementary, and I was like, he ain't real. I think it's because like my family, okay, we weren't that traditional in that sense. That my family also did Los Reyes a few years. Like, we didn't get Santa, mm-hmm. but we got Los Reyes, mm-hmm. and that's on January 6th.
They switched it up.
Yeah,
they would switch it up.
Like, I kind of knew, but Santa would be like, I wonder what Santa's gonna get me. No, damn well, they ain't Santa. Santa with Los Reyes though too. I knew it wasn't actually these three men coming mm-hmm. in. Yeah, it's the three. It's from the Bible. These it's like the three men.
The
horse, a camel,
yes,
an elephant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know.
Apparently,
who we're
they be
talking
traveling
about.
And giving gifts and all that.
Yeah, they be going around the world with yes. their camel and their horse, giving gifts.
Uh-huh. So I was like, I knew it wasn't them. I knew it was my mom, but like, I said, like, I wonder what this is gonna get me.
Now, here's my question: did you ever play it up so that your parents would
yes.
think that you
still
believed
it? Girl, I remember trying to play it up, and like, I think I was like in middle school, maybe, but like my last year of elementary, so 5th grade, and I was saying like, I wonder what like. Was Santa Claus gonna get me some shit? Like, I don't even know what I said. And I remember one of my other uncles was there, and he's like, Should we just tell her? Like, should we just tell her? Blah, blah, blah. Like, and he was like, Mommy, he ain't real.
Are
blah,
you
blah,
hitting
blah.
That spot?
I am hitting that spot. And my other families were like, stop, leave her alone. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know. Like, I know.
Oh, man, she moved.
I was like, I knew. But, like, was I still going to play it up? Of course. Because, like, I was like, I want my presents. I want my gifts.
Give it to me now.
Literally.
I'm really excited for Christmas. I'm really excited for Christmas this year.
You're going to be around your family. Like, this is going to, like, your first year in a few years, you said. So understandable. You're to really, like, take that time cherish it.
I mean, except for Christmas Eve. Because you want to hear something real fucked up? My dad is doing Christmas on Christmas Eve this year, and he was like, be here at 11 a.m. I said, girl, that's when my shift starts.
Oh, no.
And so I was like,
that is so early to celebrate, I feel, Christmas.
11 a.m.?
Yeah,
we always do Christmas morning. I know, I was talking to Sasha about it the other day, how, like, a lot of Hispanics will, like, celebrate on Christmas Eve, and then they open their gifts at midnight. Uh-huh. I heard that was a thing.
Uh-huh. I've heard that too.
I thought you did that too.
No, I don't do that. We like sometimes like giving stuff to each other, but like we don't wait specifically for midnight. Just kind of like, it's like after we're done eating, we've been like chilling out for a bit. Okay, time to open the gifts, and like we like give each other the gifts. Like,
I know when you were a kid, that was the longest day of your life, just sitting here.
You know, I will say that's another thing. There are also times I'm doing like since we do Los Reyes, there are also times like. I think it's also why I'm not the biggest gift giver also. Uh-huh. My family, they really wouldn't give gifts. Like, it was, every once in a while, we would give gifts. But it wasn't, like, an every year thing. Like, on Christmas, you're actually going to get this gift. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But are you okay? Sorry, she gagged.
I know last year we did it, where we did get each other gifts. But even then, not even every family member got everyone a gift.
Yeah.
Like, some family members didn't buy anyone anything, is what I'm saying. I think that's why I'm not a big gift giver. Because, like, some family members will give stuff, some family won't. It just depends.
Are you giving
any? And there were years. I am this year, but last year I didn't. Did I get a present? Yes, I did.
What are you giving this year?
I still haven't bought it. So, I'm so lucky.
Who are you buying it for?
My madrina and my uncle. But,
the ones you're celebrating with this year? Wow.
It's okay. It's fine. But I didn't get anything last year. But I am this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like I said, growing up, the same thing. Like, sometimes they would get stuff, sometimes they didn't. It just kind of depended on, I guess, like, the year.
I really thought she was about to throw up on you, girl.
Oh my gosh.
She gagged.
She did? I didn't realize.
I said,
girl, that's why I started looking at her so hard.
She said, I said, what is
it? Her eyes are looking glossy.
Hi, girl. Okay. Oh, yeah. I gave her, like an edible before you came.
The Hulk?
I'm just kidding.
No one. Why wouldn't actually think I was? That'd be insane. Like, actually. Okay, now this is, like, a fun Christmas one.
Oh, my God. I love fun Christmas.
Okay, so the Grinch movie. The live one.
Love.
I love that movie, too. But I was going to say, the Grinch is kind of fucking hot. Like, you don't get it. Like, so you remember when we were doing the, Hear Me Out? He should have been one of mine, because, listen, something about him, Jim Carrey is fine, but, like, Jim Carrey, like, playing the Grinch, like, the Grinch, specifically, he's hot, like, he was, like, my little crush when I was a kid. You don't think he's cute?
Definitely a Hear Me Out. If I'm hearing you,
he's cute,
but I don't agree.
Something about him, that personality, and that big green body.
Big, emphasis on big. That tummy, it's giving Santa Claus. No wonder he doesn't like Christmas. He looks like Santa.
No, but like, he's kind of hot. He's kind of hot. Okay, come on.
Is this how you feel about the progressive box?
I think so. Okay, but that was like a box, the book.
And that's like a monster. Oh, fuck.
Okay, but you know what? At least I got backup. The other main character in there, she likes him. Sexy one. Oh. No.
I was like, bitch, I was a child.
She's like five. The sexy one. The older one that's like getting with the mayor. But then she like, the Grinch comes out. And she's like, Grinch, come over here. When they were kids.
The third time.
It never ends. The abuse will never end. Okay, that took him out. It's my podcast now. But anyways, if y'all know, what's her fucking name? It's in the Grinch. It's the sexy one. She wanted him when they were kids. Because you know how in a Grinch...
The baby Grinch? The baby Grinch freaked me the fuck out when I was a kid.
But, like, do you remember when, no, he is scary. When he's a kid, he's scary. But...
I messed up my hat.
When they were kids, there's another one. And she, like, wants him. Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What's her name? Okay, see, when he's a kid, he's scary.
Yeah, bitch.
He's not hot there. Oh, where is it? The Grinch. Her! Yeah. I don't remember her name, but her. The sexy one. See, I also remember being into her, too.
What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Christine.
But her, she was into him when they were.
She's cutie.
In the movie. As a kid, she's into him.
Cutie.
And she's into him also when she's older.
You know, I will say though, I do find that, I guess that type of nose really attractive. The one that, the ones that all like the who's have.
Like a button-up nose?
The ones
no, I think it's called a pig nose because it goes up.
A lot of crushes that I had in high school. I haven't really had a crush on one that had a nose like that recently, but
you
all
like
the crushes
the
in high school, I think about what I can fit in there. Nothing. My cock too big
too
to fit.
Big.
Too big to fit in there. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, I would love to.
Sorry, can I do that again? Sorry, I want to do that transition better. Okay,
yeah, do that transition better.
Do you want to play a quick little game?
I would love to.
A quick little game.
I love games. Okay,
we're gonna. I have.
Where's that chocolate at? No, the other chocolates.
Oh,
yeah, like almonds and like.
For our other snacks, we have caramel. I mean, chocolate covered caramel and caramello.
Oh my god, speaking of caramel. Oh my god. I don't know why, but recently I find myself saying caramel.
I don't know which one you wanted.
I know, but I was like, I also don't know what I want, honestly.
This one is so good, girl.
It is good, but I kind of want some of these. Love almonds. And they're pretty good.
So
they're not
good.
It's not overwhelming from it. But yeah, I find myself saying caramel instead of, no, saying caramel instead of caramels. I think it's because, like, you know, right now we have a really popular flavor. A popular flavor. Called caramel brulee.
Of course.
And
so
like
good.
We're in the South and a lot of people will say caramel.
Caramel brulee.
And I don't know. I start picking up on it. I'm like a fucking parrot. I start picking up on it. And now I'm saying caramel.
Caramel.
Like sometimes I'm like, wait.
The fuck?
No, literally, there would be that I'm like, wait, did I just say caramel? Like it hits me. Like I'm very aware of what I'm saying. I'm like, did I just
what
say caramel?
Just say?
Like I've never said caramel, I've always said caramel.
Fuck.
Same with when we had the pecan crunch. I've always had pecan. But again, we're in the South.
Pecan.
Hella people say pecan. And out of fucking nowhere, again, my parrot tendencies came out. And I said, pecan.
Sorry,
we're out of the pecan crunch today.
I always say pecan.
I've never been a pecan girl. I feel like a lot of people say pecan down here. And I started saying it.
I've never been a pecan girl. I'm more of a pecan. But also, do you like pecan pie? Oh my god. Speaking of them Southern Tennessee.
I've never been pepper, honestly.
Pecan pie is so
But I've never tried, and I've never tried pecan pie.
Oh, girl. I don't like it, but when I go to Christmas on Christmas Eve, my grandma, she makes literally like 97 different pies, and she makes a pecan one. I'll bring you a slice.
Bring me a slice.
I'll bring you...
You
maybe
know,
that's what I should bring on the train when we're going to New York. Instead of like bringing something from work, I bring just like my Christmas leftovers and my little...
There we go.
Oh, and she's done.
She's done.
Oh my god, look at her fur. Here we go. Anyway,
I saw she was getting down out of here. Okay, so...
Anyway, are you ready to play a little game? We have two games today. They're both ranking. They're both blind ranking games, of course. But we have two games today. First, I'm gonna have Maria blind rank different Christmas foods.
Yeah.
And then once we get done with that one, I'm gonna have Maria blind rank different Christmas activities.
Ooh, I love activities.
I love activities. Okay.
Not then. I wasn't that ASMR. I know it's going.
Ooh, gross.
I remember this one episode where she's over there. I know you're.
Okay. I thought you would want like love.
No, she wants love from the fucking microphone. She started rubbing up on it.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. Here is where... Oh my god. We're going to have Maria's list and my list over here. Because obviously I'm going to rank them. So.
Obviously.
Okay, so...
Want some?
No, I'm okay.
Christmas food.
Okay, first one on the list. Christmas cookies. Christmas cookies are good, girl.
And this is out of 5 or what?
This one's going to be out of 5. They're both out of 5.
Oh my god, okay. And we're doing it to where we can't move it around, right?
Yeah, no moving, you know.
Okay,
no
out of 5. Okay, I fuck with Christmas cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah, I fuck with Christmas cookies. Oh. But I feel like there's something better, so I'm gonna go with 3.
I'm gonna put Christmas cookies.
That's not fair, though. You know what's to come
up. So
yours is like the true ranking.
So should I not do mine? Should I not do it?
I mean, you can do yours, but I'm just saying, yours is like the true ranking, because like, you know all of them.
I'm going to not say mine, but I'm going to quietly put them on the screen right here.
I mean, you can say it, because I mean, it's not like I know what's coming up. You do know, though. That's what I'm saying.
I give Christmas cookies my number 1.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, actually, no, I give Christmas cookies number 2 for me.
Number 2 for me. Okay.
Number 2.
Okay.
Eggnog.
Oh, that's a 5 already.
That's a number 1.
I don't fuck with eggnog.
That's a number 1 for me. Mm-hmm. I love eggnog so much. It's so tasty. I love it.
Next.
Gingerbread house. Or gingerbread, you know, in general. Like, gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread can be hit or miss, honestly. So I'm gonna go 4.
I am gonna go, bitch, 5. I don't like gingerbread. No, you know, I'm gonna give it 4 as well. I'm gonna give it 4 as well. Because, like, I'll eat it, but am I actively enjoying it while I eat it?
It depends, too. No. Like, have you ever bought the gingerbread houses that you, like, have to do yourself, like, at Walmart or, like, Walgreens?
Yeah, nasty.
It's not good.
Nasty, but the candy that comes with
it. But I've also had gingerbread men that are actually really good. I'm like,
No, what? Never mind, we can't talk about it.
No, not the ones that work. Part of the motherfucking rock.
Candy cane.
Candy canes are good.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 2.
That's like a 3 for me. It's like mid.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to be my 3, but I can't have it as my 3 anymore, so.
And then, what's the last place that you have?
1. So whatever this is 1.
Oh, girl, you're gonna regret that.
Yeah, it really should have been the cookies, huh? What is it?
I think the last one I have is number 5. Fruitcake.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is nasty.
Yeah, that's not girl. For me. That would have been 5, actually.
Yeah, girl, that shit is
nasty. But it's my 1.
That shit, grow. Anna loves it. I remember one time in high school, we were on FaceTime, and she was in her room, and all of a sudden, she just pulls out an entire loaf. And I was like, Anna, where'd you get that? She was like, it's just in my nightstand. I was like, it's just a snack. And I was like,
the what?
Fruitcake? That's nasty.
I wonder what about it that she likes.
Are you ready to blind rank Christmas art?
Okay, yes, of course. How many are these?
This one is also out of 5.
Out of 5. Let's see.
Okay, so the first one that we have, speaking of Christmas cookies, the activity of making Christmas cookies.
Ooh, I love it. I haven't, like, specifically done, like, do you mean, like, from scratch? Because, like, I've done, like, just, like, gingerbread men. Like, not from scratch, but, like, the pre-made ones.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The ones you get from Walmart, from CVS.
It's whatever you want. It's your activity. It's whatever you're doing.
It's definitely fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, those cookies are never good. The gingerbread ones, they're never good. Christmas cookies are really so fucking good, though.
Girl, like, to eat. I'm going to bring you so much from my grandma.
Girl, and I'm happily going to take it all.
Girl, I'm gonna bring you so
okay, but
much.
Making gingerbread cookies. I'm gonna put it. Okay, I'm taking that activity as like when I'm making gingerbread men. Not like making, but like decorating it, you know, all that.
Yeah, that's the whole
thing. I'm gonna put it for number.
Where are you putting it?
I'm gonna put it number 3, because again, I feel like there's gotta be something good in there.
You know what? I'm also gonna put it at number 3. That's a good place for this.
Right?
List.
It's just like mid.
Okay, number 2, decorating the Christmas tree.
Oh my god, I love
it. I love decorating the Christmas tree. It's number 1 for me too, bitch. Oh god, here we go.
Oh my god.
Is my revenge?
I'm
in my,
Okay, but like yours was harder. Like you actually heard a smack. The
what? Yeah. Because I hit skin.
Yeah, you hit my skin. It's red. It's literally
oh my
red.
God. Oh my god, it's oh raw.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, yeah, decorating the Christmas tree for sure is number 1. I have a lot of really fun memories about decorating the tree, having a good time.
When I got electrocuted.
How?
my grandma, she was taking out all the lights and, you know, decorations all for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember, she specifically told me one of the bulbs, she's like, don't touch that one, you're gonna get shot. Well, my dumbass. Yeah, she touched it. I touched it. I'm there moving them around, and all of a sudden, that's literally how I felt. You know the scene from Home Alone 3, I think? No. Where, like, really?
I don't like Home Alone.
I love the Home Alone
I've only
movies.
Seen half of the first one, not my vibe.
What? They're so good. But anyways, Home Alone, where, like, the guy, one of the evil guys, he, like, for a second is, like, a skeleton in the scene because he's getting electrocuted. And that's I remember, and that's how I felt as a kid. I was like, Emma, did I just become a skeleton? It felt like a moment too. I did feel like a little, and that's it. Like, I remember, like, grabbing it and being like, and I was like, like, girl, I was actually shocked. Like, I was in shock.
I was in
shocked.
And I was,
like, I literally felt like him. I was like, my hair's standing up and everything.
My hair's standing up. Dad turned to a skeleton.
Literally. And yeah, that's how I got shocked.
Anyway, the next one. Are you ready?
And it was my index finger. Don't know which one, though. Yeah.
Watching.
And my finger was black for a little bit too. Like, not my whole finger, but like where I got
shot. Yeah, where you got shot. I've had that happen to me too. Not my vibe.
Not it.
Not it.
I was like, what the fuck?
Anyway, next one is watching Christmas movies.
Honestly, it depends.
That's my number 5.
Some Christmas movies aren't it.
That's my number 5. Like, I don't really like a lot of the Christmas movies.
Okay, what have I done? I've done 3 and I've done 1. Okay, so I'm gonna put it.
I've also done 3 and 1.
I'm gonna do 4. That is not. not bad.
That was gonna
be some Christmas movies I do enjoy, honestly. I will say some of them aren't traditional. Like the Bad Moms Christmas one is so good. But it's not like Frosty the Snowman.
I really want to try and make like this year I'm really gonna try, especially like as for myself, I'm gonna try and make Christmas like a moment for myself. Because I feel like every year I get home from Christmas and it's just like dead silence in my house. I'm just like
give your cats gifts.
I don't want to say make myself Christmas cookies because like I'm literally gonna be gone like a week after Christmas. But I'm
you can make a little badge from Walmart, the ones like the snowman face pre-made. Just like pop them in.
And I really want to like watch a Christmas because
you should definitely do that.
I want to have and like with the light, I'm gonna turn on my little village's lights. I love my little village lights. But like watching Christmas movies five for me. Get out of my face.
Okay, damn.
Okay, and then I put this on here because I know you have little siblings. I don't know if you do it to them, okay. But Elf on the Shelf.
No, we've never actually had that, so that's a five because I don't really have any experience with that.
That one's going to be my four.
I remember in school we had it.
That one's going to be my four. I really enjoyed doing it.
I never really experienced it.
But, like, I was the one that was, like, experiencing the Elf on the Shelf. And, like, we only did it for, like, a year.
No.
It is, like,
I feel like I remember doing it in school 1 year. Like a teacher having it, but like besides that, even then that memory is like very big.
I will say though, I love watching videos about kids reacting to their Elf on the Shelf.
That's so funny. Oh my god, there's so funny. I wish I had the video still to show you. But this one kid, they were doing Elf on the Shelf, you know, the family, and she said in the caption, the mom, that like the elf had already like gotten him mad beforehand because like it drew on their face, you know, and he was like not having it. And then apparently in this one, the elf had like, what has the elf done? I think a mess of their hair or something like that. So, and there was something else that the elf did. And he was just, like, not into it. That he, like, the video starts off with him, like, storming into the kitchen and, like, grabbing a knife and going after the fucking elf. The elf did something else to him. I forgot what. But he was sick of it. Like, nothing. He literally went to the fucking, opened that drawer, got a knife, slammed, and started walking up on the elf. I will speak.
Anyway, last one. What do we have for our last ones?
I don't know. What do you have?
I mean, like, what's our placement that we have? I feel like
For me, it's two. That's my last one.
It's also two for me. Mm-hmm. And this one is definitely my number two for sure. Looking at Christmas lights.
Oh my god, I love looking at Christmas lights. That's actually something I did with my family before they left. We went to go look at some Christmas lights.
Oh, did you? In New York, me and Maria are going to go to, at least I have some places on mine that is, like, really known for, like, doing decor and, like, doing different Christmas lights.
I'm excited.
And I know it's, like, tourist season, but
Put your booty down.
I told you the other day that she's in her nasty era right now.
Okay, but, like, not right here, right now. This is not the moment. Athena, put it down. This is not the moment.
But that is your question.
Okay, so my question was, okay, what's something that happened to you that, like, wasn't the best, I guess? It could be, honestly, it could be something good also. What's something that happened to you, but you're glad that it happened to you? It could be the best thing, not the best thing, blah, blah, blah.
That was so funny.
What?
What's something that happened to you? And then you paused, and I was like...
like, what are you talking about?
Something that happened to me that I'm glad happened to me.
Wow. For me? Yeah, okay, that's... I got this question. Shout out to them. Suburb Talks.
Hey, Suburb Talks.
They had that question, like, a few podcasts ago. When I asked that. And one of the guys, he gave the answer that, like, he would say for, like, his dark times. Like, he said, like, 4 years or 3 years of his life were, like, it was really dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he says he was really glad it happened to him, honestly, because it did help him grow and just, like, figure things out. And honestly, I would say I'm glad that it happened. But, you know, I feel like some of that was necessary because it did help me grow. It did help me learn. Also, honestly, getting through, like, learning how to maneuver with it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, how to handle stuff is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
How to handle it. Because now, I mean, nothing's ever been that bad. Or since, like, have I gotten depressed again afterwards? Yes, I have. But nothing has been as bad as those times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it was, like, years. Because for me, it also was sad like that. But like, it was, like, about 4 years of my life. I didn't want to fucking kill myself. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I wanted to kill myself. So it's, like, I did have those thoughts again a little bit afterwards. Like, my probably like second or other third time out, like, I had gone depressed. That was like really bad. But like, even then, even though I had the thoughts, it wasn't as bad as those times because, like, because I got to maneuver it a little, I maneuvered around it differently, like, my mental health. Because I was like, I worked through it, and I was like, I gotta find other ways to maneuver through this. But it definitely did.
I guess I'm glad about my... So
they gave me. It doesn't have to go with what I said. I only went with that because, like, you know, when he said, I was like, you know what, I am in a way glad. Like, those are some of those things could have not happened to me though. Some of that trauma, I definitely could have gone with.
I could have gone with all. But,
like, some things, it's like, you know, like my eating disorder. Like that, honestly, I should have known it was coming. I was really self-conscious since I was like 6. Like, we all knew. It was in the cards for me to have an eating disorder.
That guy at work? Yeah. She saw it.
Yeah. But it's, like, other stuff that happened to me that, like, didn't need to happen.
Yeah, wow.
Like, you know? It was like, oh.
Yeah, I would go with... Oh, this is such a...
It could be edit. It could also be something good if you can find something good.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I'm glad I met you. That's something that happened in my life. I'm glad I met you. I'm glad... Okay, this is something that not happened to me. I'm glad I didn't go to college because I got to meet you. There's a little enemy. It's a calico kind of thing. You should go out with.
I can't see this.
It's a calico. Okay, what's she looking at?
Oh, I've seen that sweet angel a few times. Should we run out there real fast?
Does she let you pet her?
No.
Then no. She's gonna run away. Already know how that story's gonna end.
Anyway, I could probably. I mean, I guess I don't want to say I'm grateful for it, but. Attempting suicide did teach me a lot of things mm-hmm. about myself and, like, why I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. That's probably, like, when my fear of dying started was that, really? Was, like, that night after I took all the pills. Because
You were like, I actually don't want to die.
I was like, I'm a bitch. I literally, that whole day I remember so clearly. And it was like... I remember it was a weekend day. I went to work. I literally went to work the day of, and then I got back to work. I mean, I got back home from work. I watched. I watched Drag Race, and I was like, "Well, I had a good day."
I'm just gonna kill myself.
Let me go. Okay, I think you are.
This is the way to end it now.
I was like, I watched my favorite show. That's the way I'm gonna go out. I was watching I watched my favorite show, and now I'm done. And I remember I took all of them, and I was like...
What the fuck did I do?
My first thought was like... my first thought was like, I don't... Anna's gonna react, and when Anna finds out, it's gonna, like, ruin her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh god, I can't do that. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about my mom, and then my dad finding me on his floor, and I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then I still remember, like, I already had practically made myself throw up, as you know. Mm-hmm. But I made myself throw up, like, so many times. And I was so, so scared to go to bed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not gonna...
You didn't want to, like, not wake up. I was like,
there's a chance that I'm not gonna wake up. But Dad, tell anybody... Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you say? I took a bunch of pills because I wanted to come to myself. And now I, like, need my stomach pump.
And now I, like, need to go to the hospital. Now! No, I didn't end up telling anyone. I just threw all of them up and... I'm pretty sure I waited to go to bed until, like, it was literally, like, 6 in the morning.
Really?
I waited, like, basically the whole night. I was like, I don't...
Mm-hmm. You were scared.
I was like, I don't want to
I'm glad you didn't.
But...
I really am. I've
thank never met you, you. Thank you, thank you.
You're really
you.
Such a light to this world.
Yeah. Plus, like, I mean, like, I'm glad I didn't do it. Because, like, obviously I'm glad I didn't do it. But mm-hmm. I was so young, and I was like... It was such a hard time. I was like, I'm so glad I just was able to get through that whole thing.
No, yeah, especially because, like, the emotions were, like, so intense.
Especially when I was 16, so, like, and I know 16 is, like, the peak age where, like, it feels like everything is the biggest thing.
No,
your emotions are at fucking, not even at 10, they're at, like, a fucking 100 at all times. You're going back and forth, your hormones are crazy, you're growing hair in places they don't want to grow hair. It is just too, you stink all the time.
For me, I feel like it was, like, 13, I feel like until, like, 16 or so, 16. Where, like, it was like, really, like, hard.
Yeah. Girl, it was, like, middle school was really hard, and then, like, my freshman and sophomore year were pretty good. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. I loved high school.
For me, it was, like, it was a little bit of 16, because I remember sophomore year, like...
16's workout.
Like, a little bit of sophomore year, like probably midway is when, like, things were, like, actually, like, looking up for myself. Like, I was actually eating again, like, pretty normally, honestly. Yes, girl. I'm pretty often. Because I remember my junior year, girl, I was eating all the time. I was that girl. I had a snack in, like, literally every fucking class. I would, before class would start, I had to go to the vending machines, get my snacks.
I loved the vending machines.
I loved it. And then I had to go to my class. My first period, I remember I wouldn't eat anything. But then my second period, it was social studies, and that's when I had always bust out my snacks.
Yeah, it was always
either Flamin' Hot Cheetos or the popcorn. The Hot Cheeto girl. Or the popcorn, and I'd bust them out.
Did y'all ever have, like, at my school, we had, like, this, like, it was, like, frozen yogurt, and they would come, and they had little containers, and they were, like, I don't know, like $3 each. They took card, bitch.
I don't think they came often, but I do remember that coming. I remember mostly, what are they called? Not frozen, I don't want to say ice cones, because they're not ice cones, but, like, shaved ice.
That came a lot in middle school. In high school, the ice cream probably came like...
They would come in.
In high school, the ice cream came like once a month. Girl, I was spending like $15 getting like 6 ice creams. And girl, I still remember I would go to my... Oh, fuck, what class was it? It was my history class. Mm-hmm. Girl, I would go to my history class with my 6 ice creams the whole time.
I want to say, I wasn't laughing at you when I laughed. I laughed because of you saying, like, that you would grab a bunch. It reminded me how one time, it was during Spirit Week. So, like, each day, it was, like, different. And for this day, particularly, it was, like, Zaxby's was coming to us. Mm. You know me. I love Zaxby's. Mm. And this is where my face when, like, I was eating Zaxby's, like, so often. And so when they came, of course I had to come get something. Of course. Mm-hmm. So of course I had to go get something. And, you know, I pull up, you know, get my stuff, you know, get my chicken, blah, blah, blah. And then I get to the sauce. And I wanted my sauce, so of course I got my sauce. And then I grabbed another one. Because my friend, she wanted one also, but she forgot hers. So I grabbed hers, and I heard one of them say, like, the student council, because these are the ones that, like, organize it. They say, could you grab 2 sauces? And I just, like, looked away, and I kept walking. I thought that was so funny. And I was like, let me be big and greedy. The second one isn't for me, but, like, still, let me be big and greedy also, if I want to be big and greedy. No, this isn't even a whisper, but it's like, it's not that fucking serious. It's a sauce.
It's literally
just Zach sauce.
Can she grab 2 sauces?
Yes. Oh, actually, this was during my time where I didn't even like Zach sauce. It was when I liked Tongue Torch. I'm pretty sure I grabbed Tongue Torch and then the Zach sauce. Girl, it's literally just 2 sauces.
I don't like Zach sauce. Zach sauce is fucking
good. No, Zach sauce is good. Like, I remember when I first tried it, I was, like, not into it. But then I tried again later on, and it's good. And good job. It was like, I like Zach sauce now. But do I still eat it? Honestly, not that often. I love tongue twitch with my chicken. It's so fucking good.
Oh, fuck with Zach sauce.
Yes. At all. That's gone.
Are you ready to
Apparently there's a spicy version of it. I haven't tried it. Yeah, don't shut me up, honey.
I thought you were done.
See how he's always trying to wrap this shit up real quick?
I thought you were done.
I'm still going. I'm here to chat.
I thought you were done. Sorry.
Well, I just was going to say, apparently there's a Zach sauce that's spicy. And I would like to try
that.
It.
I have. Well, you know, we are going to that place that's down the road, and Zaxby's is right in front of that place.
You don't got to convince. It's not that hard to convince you. Do you want to get Zaxby's?
We'll talk about it while we're at the place.
We'll talk about it while we're
at the place.
Okay. But yeah, I'm ready to wrap this up.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap things up?
Yes.
Maria.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Oh my god.
Where can everyone find us?
Okay, guys. Believe it or not, but we're literally, like, on all streaming platforms. Like, Nathaniel, like, he's got y'all like that. Like, he made sure we're everywhere.
I know. We're right down there. Do we post on Twitter? No.
No, we don't. We do not. But you know what? Maybe one day we will. But either ways, we're also on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, as the Chatterbox Crew. And listen, y'all really need to pull up on TikTok. Like, I know it may be being banned soon here in America, at least. But I still pull up. We'll be on Lemon soon, don't worry.
We will be on Lemon.
Uh-huh. So pull up, watch our TikToks, like them, because we're here doing it all for y'all. We're giving actors, we're giving sexy, we're giving Dancy. Dancers.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we do it all. Get ready for this New York content.
Oh, yeah.
Also, check out our own personal ones, because I know I'm making content, and I know you're going to be making content, right?
Yeah, for sure. And this time, I know we say it every time, but this time, girl, we're really popping off. We're really going to be putting in work in New York, because we say it every time that we're going to be putting in work, and then we just get so distracted with our vacation.
Mm-hmm. But we're putting in work. We're going to be putting in work. You're putting on alarms. I think I might even take that idea from
you, too. Yeah, I think I'm going to be putting on an alarm for, like, every day. At least, I think, like, I was thinking maybe, like 3 p.m. or something, being, mm-hmm. like, make a TikTok or like film part of a TikTok or something, you know?
Something.
So that we can, especially with the ones that we are like the Ginny and Sarah one where it's like, oh, we're supposed to be like a time lapse.
Yes.
I'm like, girl, at least like, let's like, I'm going to put an alarm, like, film part of a TikTok, or, like, film a TikTok, or
just
something.
Film.
Or just, like, film something.
I think I'm going to do, I'm going to just film.
And we do like, a lot of the vlog, but we aren't doing a lot of, like, the TikToks, but we're going to be making a TikTok.
Don't worry, we're going to be getting content in every which way.
So don't y'all even worry, and don't y'all, and make sure you watch out for that vlog that's going to be coming in about.
100%. But anyways, you can find me on Instagram. Shut the fuck up.
You literally just said, shut!
Well, because that wasn't done. You started blabbing.
Sorry. I thought this was a dialogue box. Screw it. Where we chat.
Anyways, I'm on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end. And my TikTok, whatsup_maria. Nathaniel, where can I find you for this wonderful content?
If you want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. You can find me at Nathaniel Next on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and X. Well, I like to do TikTok and YouTube first because those are the ones I use mostly.
Oh, for sure.
But make sure, go.
Just check them out. Go follow everything. And there's links.
And there's links. I'm going to be pushing out New York content. I'm going to be pushing out everything. I might do like some personal YouTube videos in New York too, or a personal YouTube video in New York too. So watch out for.
Watch out. Literally wash the fuck out.
We're putting in work. We're trying to make this a career, girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, Maria.
Yeah. Okay, Spider. Was it Spider-Man Venom? Yes. He does that tongue thing. Y'all got the same tongue. I don't want that tongue around me.
Y'all can use my tongue. Anyway, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to film some content.
We gotta go, girls. Like, we just, like,
gotta go. The work never ends here.
I work like a dog!
That is scary. She said, huh?
You know, I know we were just talking about clothing, but I kind of want, like, a dog.
You should get a dog, but I feel like, do you really think it's the right time?
I want a dog.
You have a smaller dog.
See, that's what I was thinking about. I would love, like, a little, like, I would...
What kind of small dog? Like a Yorkie, a Pomeranian, a Chihuahua.
I would love a Chihuahua. I think Chihuahuas are really so cute.
I feel like the Maltese, like, everyone has that. And do you see... They can be mellow, but I've also seen some crazy-ass ones.
I think Chihuahuas are so cute. I would love a little Chihuahua. But, I don't know, we'll figure that out.
I love seeing, at work, dogs putting up with their little fit.
And also, she loved to play with Phoebe. Mm-hmm. Her and Phoebe would play together all the time.
Beagle! Hound dogs are so cute.
Well, nothing but hound dog!
Oh my god, I remember that.
Anyway, we gotta go. Oh. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, oh my god, I wonder what dog you're gonna get.
Oh, I don't know.
If you do get one, I never know.
I've been thinking about it for the new year, but it's just something that I've been thinking about. Nothing. Or you know what else? I would get like a smaller dog, but I'd get like an elderly smaller. Like, not like an elderly, but like an older smaller dog.
Older one.
Because, you know.
That'd be nice.
I especially don't think that like a puppy is. I definitely could not do a puppy right now. Mm-hmm. But maybe like an older.
We should go to the Greenville Humane Society.
Browse is a little crazy.
I mean, like, you are fuzzy because, like, you said you're not sure, but, like, you know, just, like, see what's up.
I'm not sure, but, like, I think, the Humane Society, though.
What's wrong with it?
They be charging money, like, a lot.
That's why I'm saying browse. Like, I don't think you're actually going to get a dog that day we were to go. Because, like you said, you're still thinking about it. Soon we should, like, just go to browse.
I would love to go browse.
And also, like, we'll play with the dogs, and I'm sure the dogs would love that.
Oh, that
have someone to play with instead of just being there, like, kennel, cute. Like. Yeah, you know?
We should do that. Anyway, we got stuff to do.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. Happy everything, happy days.
Make sure that you guys drop a comment down below. Tell me what you're either...
What do you celebrate? Oh, another question? What do you guys celebrate?
What did you guys get for... If you celebrate Christmas, what did you guys get for Christmas? What was your favorite part of Christmas or the holidays? And if you don't celebrate anything, girl, you like the cold or something? I don't know. Comment if you like the cold.
Yeah. Comment about your day. How was your day that day?
Come on. We just want... Give us some comments!
Yeah, literally just comment anything.
We're getting like... You know what really pisses me off? I've been seeing people with the same amount of views that we get, and they got comments.
Why don't we get comments? Why do you want to tell us stuff?
I know you want to tell us
stuff. I'm nosy as fuck, so literally tell me anything.
I'm nosy as fuck. But anyway, we got... Grow your hair again.
My hair?
I felt another one.
No, ain't no way my hair's up on your head. Where? There's nothing.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, we gotta go. So, remember...
This is my tune.
My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I am Maria.
Oh yeah, do you guys miss the ASMR segment? We haven't done it in a while. Mm-hmm, ASMR segment.
Is that why you guys haven't commented? Because we don't do this anymore?
I'm so sorry. I guess we'll start doing the ASMR. Anyway, goodbye, girls.
Goodbye. Yeah, you got hair all over your mouth. The fuck are you eating here?
What the fuck?
Oh my god, are you turning into Santa Claus? Did that happen? Are you into fucking Santa Claus? You literally had like stragglers down here. They were like long. You said it's my. No, bitch. It was blonde as fuck. Anyway, don't even blame me.
We gotta go. Good.
It's short as fuck, too.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Oh.